into question everything that you thought you knew about the world that we live in. A bunch of blue, tiny people who have quite literally seemed to have walked out of the brainchild of R. Crumb or some sort of 60s LSD-inspired psychobellum situation involving Carlos Castaneda. These tiny blue men that, and one woman who actually follows the creation story of the Garden of Eden, in that the evil sorcerer Gargamel created her in an effort to capture the Smurfs. And he has a cat and not a snake, but otherwise the creation story is pretty solid. The Smurfs. So for those who grew up watching the animated sort of two-dimensional or playing the ColecoVision version, this 3D Smurfs Lost Village really takes you into a gorgeous world, in large part due to the music and the graphics, which have improved in the 30 years since the Smurfs were conceived. Now, does that mean that people that imagine small blue people today who are paranoid or delusional, do they envision a more beautiful version of them, or is just technology caught up to where it is now close enough to actualizing the dream of capturing a completely animated world that rivals the actual world that we live in? So, what happens in the Smurfs movie? Well, other than being completely visually and auditorily transfixed, the gorgeous musical score by Christopher Lennertz, and the animation, which, for those who are expecting an old Smurfs, it's just not like that. Every shot, every frame is bristling and bursting with colors. You would think that the color blue would be the order of the day, but in fact, the Smurfs bring out all kinds of purples. The water looks amazing. So what's the overall message here? There's an interesting gender sub-dynamic, almost possibly as an apologetic shout-out to the original sort of misogynistic framing of Smurfette as being created for the purpose of taking down the Smurfs. So in this case, we have a lost Smurf village that's a bunch of Amazonian Smurfs, and we see a counter-narrative in which there's a feminist Smurf protagonist, in this case Smurfette, who utilizes the help of an entirely matrilineal Smurf society to take down the plans of Gargamel to destroy the Smurfs. So this sort of counter-narrative of an entirely female Smurfs reality is as vibrant and exciting as it sounds, and arrestingly beautiful to look at with the colors. So if you are looking for a place to go where your mind will be completely blown, then go see the Smurfs without ever having seen a Smurfs movie and try to explain what you just saw.